This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. The program will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges. He said he had spoken at length in Parliament and held detailed discussions with the chief ministers about tackling the crisis arising from the ongoing West Asian conflict. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Budh Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh yesterday, the Prime Minister appealed to the people to face this crisis with a calm mind and patience, calling it the greatest strength of Indians.
ये पूरे विश्व में परेशानी पैदा करने वाला संकट है. हमें अपने देश की सबसे ज्यादा चिंता करने है और यही हम भारतीयों की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है. जो भारतीयों के हक में है, जो भारत के हित में है, वही भारत सरकार की नीति और रणनीति है. मुझे पूरा भरोसा है कि देश के सभी राजनीतिक दल देश के एकजुट प्रयासों को वो बल देंगे, ताकत देंगे.
Mr. Modi reiterated that what is in the interest of Indians and in the interest of India, that alone is the policy and strategy of the government of India. He expressed confidence that all political parties would lend strength to the country's united efforts. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasized the need for a proactive, coordinated and forward-looking approach and underscored the importance of remaining vigilant in view of the evolving scenario in West Asia. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers constituting several senior ministers in New Delhi last evening. The Defence Minister informed that the meeting was held to review the risks to energy supplies, domestic availability of essential commodities, critical infrastructure resilience and robustness of India's supply chains in the wake of ongoing conflict in West Asia. Ukraine and Qatar have signed a defense cooperation agreement during Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Doha, as both countries discussed regional tensions and ways to strengthen bilateral ties. Qatar's defense ministry said the agreement includes cooperation in countering missile threats and unmanned aerial systems, as well as the exchange of expertise between the two countries. Ukraine has also agreed to cooperate on defense with the United Arab Emirates amid escalating tensions in the region. The Election Commission has released the third supplementary voter list under the SIR process in West Bengal. The announcement came late last night. Though the exact number of voters included or excluded has not been disclosed, this publication marks another step in the ongoing revision of the state's electoral rolls. Earlier, on 28th of February, ECI published partial final voter list. Then, on 23rd of March and on 28th of March, two supplementary lists were released. The race for Kerala Assembly election is in its final sprint. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Pan Narendra Modi is set to join the campaign today and is scheduled to hold high-profile events in Palakkad and Thirusur. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League cricket has begun. In the opening match yesterday, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, started their campaign with a dominant 6-wicket win against Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. In the second match, Mumbai Indians will face Kolkata Knight Riders at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.